All right. We're preparing to start the Novinger Hannibal Junior Varsity Boys basketball game. They're beginning to announce the starters, and as soon as I get them, we'll get them to you. All right, we have a special guest announcer this evening. I think maybe you heard him last night. Introduce yourself.
Hey, folks, this is Jacob Shipman again. I'm here with Tyler Killen, my good friend.
All right, we're starting to announce the starters. It looks like we're sending out number 15, Jordan Fohey, number 5, Tyron King, number 11, Corey Rosum, number 41, Tyler Zerbonia, and number 43, Jimmy Colburn. And for the Novinger Wildcats, we have, who do we have here?
Caleb Dotson, number 11.
11, Caleb Dobson, number 21, Eric Lumen, number 33, Travis Gunnels, number 44, Cody Ashley, and number 55, Corey Smith. Woo! Not a lot of height between the two teams, is there, Jacob?
Not a whole lot. Novinger suffered a big loss last night. They lost their
Denton.
Main man, Big Denton.
All right. Looks like they're going to send out, who's jumping off? We got Colburn off Gunnels. Against Gunnels. Here we go. You ready to go, Jacob?
Of course, Tyler.
Officials ready to go. Your dad, in fact, ready to go. One of the officials. He tosses, and it goes out of bounds off of Gunnels.
So black ball.
That's a bad deal when you tip it out.
Yeah.
You win the tip, but you tip it out of bounds. That's not impressive. Okay. Colburn into King. King goes right wing to Royson. Royson back to King. King to Royson. Royson goes up for three. Oh, he hits it early on.
He's got a pretty nice shot, Tyler.
That Royson, he was a three-point specialist last game he played when they lost to Knox County. Was that right? I'm pretty sure that's right.
Yeah.
They go into Smith. Smith off the glass and good. Smith is a big body that likes to power inside.
He just powered over top of him, Tyler.
King goes back to Royson. Royson back to King. Almost picked away and stolen. Now to Royson for another three. Botches this one. Rebounded there by Zerbonia. Zerbonia turns. Misses. Rebounded now by Fohey. Fohey up. Off the glass. No good. Over the back on Colburn, but he gets the score. They didn't call it.
He was playing big there, Tyler. He was playing pretty strong.
All right. Brought up by Dobson. Dobson goes right wing to Lumen. Lumen works it inside to Smith. Smith back out to, who is that?
Lumen.
Lumen. Shot no good. Rebounded by Ashley. Ashley strong underneath. Pulls it back out. Now wants to back somebody down. Turn. Hook shot. Rolls in. That was a good touch there.
I tell you what. Last game, Ashley stepped up pretty big for his team and kept him in it.
Didn't they lose pretty big, Jacob?
Well, he scored the few points that they had.
I'll give you credit for it. We'll go out to Zerbonia. Zerbonia drives in. Shot no good, but he was fouled. They'll shoot a pair of free throws. Who's going to tag here?
Gunnels.
Foul was on Gunnels. First foul of the game. All right. Zerbonia set to shoot a pair of free throws. First one's up and good. 6-4, Hannibal leads with 6:30 left in the first. Second one, good as well, 7-4. Actually having trouble finding somebody. Finally throws off to Gunnels. Now to Dobson. Dobson brings it across the timeline. Has it between the circles. Goes around a screen by Smith. It was a poorly set one, and he almost loses out of bounds. Tries to get out to Lumen. It's poked out of bounds by Royson. Lumen will take it out. Looking to find somebody. Finds Gunnels underneath his own basket. The pass carried him away to the left side, and he throws it up to Dobson to reset the offense. And Dobson trying to get around King. They're going to get King with the block. What do you see early on, Jacob?
I'm thinking maybe Hannibal should come out and press. Last game, Novinger didn't really handle the press very well, and that's why they lost by 40.
Oh, and now we're going to get a block on Atchley, I believe. Yes, yes, Atchley with a block. That means it'll be Hannibal ball with 6:06 left in the first quarter. Hannibal leads it 7-4. Furhey into King. King over to Royson. Royson wanted the three pretty badly. And as he set up for the three, he took too many steps.
He just lost his footing.
This could be a game of turnovers. Actually, inside the Lumen. Lumen goes around Royson. Almost loses the ball. Poked in the face, and they're going to get a foul on Colburn. Boy, there's a lot of fouls early on. How many is that?
That's four already, Tyler.
Four already, and we're only 2 minutes, barely over 2 minutes into the game. They go left wing to Gunnels. Gunnels into Smith. Smith powering inside, throws it out to Lumen. Lumen goes into the lane. Fadeaway shot off the back iron. No good. Rebounded there by Colburn. Up ahead to King. King, coast to coast. Yeah! King lays it in.
That was a nice find by Colburn.
9-4, 5:30 left in the first. Dobson left wing for Gunnels now, top to keeper Lumen. Lumen travels, they didn't call it right wing now for Dobson again. Gunnels feeds it inside, Atchley off the back of the glass, good. 9-6, 5:12 left first quarter action. King working against Dobson, gets it by him. King all the way into the lane after Royson for three. Ooh, off the side of the rim. No good. Rebounded there by Dobson. No, it was Gunnels, and he was fouled by, who is that? Zerbonia. Rogers comes in for Hannibal, as does Hicks. They send out Zerbonia and Colburn. Stoll comes into the game from Novinger, and it was Lumen taking a seat. All right. Stoll across the timeline, guarded by Royson, off to Dobson for three. In and out, board by Hicks. Hicks can't find anybody, now gives it off to King. King is a motor-high guy, goes all the way, coast-to-coast, botches the layup, rebounded by Stoll. Stoll, nearly over and back.
I think his foot stepped on the line, Tyler.
And he hands off to Dobson. Dobson over to Gunnels, loses it out of bounds. That's always embarrassing.
Yeah.
You know, though, the pass did get him in a bad place right in the hands.
Yeah.
You hate
that's
that.
That's always a bad place to hit.
Oh, man. Furhey in the King. They slowed the pace of the game tremendously, Jacob. Well, what's the point of that? They were doing pretty good when it was fast-paced.
Oh, I think they just want to set up the offense, see what they can get out of the 2-3 zone.
And they get a turnover. Next time, let's go fast-paced.
Yeah, might as well.
I think it was Rogers that threw it away into the hands of Stoll. Stoll has it picked up by Royson. Royson nearly travels. He goes down the left side all the way himself. Charge! Oh! Stoll got back to
take the charge
and kind of redeem himself on the turnover that Royson created.
That was a good hustle by Stoll to get back and get the charge, get the ball back into Novinger's possession.
9-6 the score, exactly 4 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Stoll across the timeline. Orson's a pretty good defender.
Yeah, he's pretty quick. He doesn't even look like he's that good a basketball player, but he's pretty good.
Looks are deceiving. They throw out to Lumen for three. Yes! Lumen buries it. It's 9-all. 3:40 left in the first quarter. King pulls up at the free throw line, tosses out to Rogers, who travels and got the bank off the three, but it doesn't count. Hannibal's bad about that. They'll get set, but they'll shuffle their feet when they're getting ready to set up for the deep shot.
Yeah, the only way you beat a 2-3 zone is attack the gaps, and Hannibal's not doing a very good job of that right now.
Well, they're having trouble. They can hit the threes. They just shuffle the feet before they shoot them. Left wing for Gunnels out to Lumen. Lumen thought about the three. He traveled.
Lumen didn't like that too well.
Boy, neither did the fans. They were hard, but your dad was right on that one, Jacob.
Yeah,
he traveled.
Yeah, I don't know what he's thinking. I don't know what the old man's doing anymore. Surprising that he can get up and down the floor.
Boy, that that's a good bash in on the officials.
Well, I got to sneak in my couple hits every now and then.
All right, 3:27 left in the first quarter. All knotted up at 9, and you can't ask for a better game than this, can you, Jacob?
Of course not, Tyler.
Of course not. What do you see coming into the rest of the first half?
Well, I still see Novinger in the 2-3 zone. I'm sure Hannibal will come back out with man-to-man defense.
They're going to break into the press pretty soon?
I don't know. I mean, they might, but can't tell at this point, Tyler.
Just can't tell. All right, they throw in the King. Novinger is definitely not running a full-court press.
They're back into man-to-man now.
King on the right wing. Crossover dribble into the lane. Hanger, no good. He gets his own board. Puts it back up. Yes. 11-9, 3:10 left first quarter.
That was a good follow by King. He followed his own shot and got the rebound and put it back up for an easy deuce.
Stowe on the left wing. Throws over to Gunnels inside now to Atchley. Atchley, turn around, working on Rogers. Almost loses it. Kicks it out to Gunnels, now to Lumen. Lumen guarded by King. Won't get by him. Throws out to Smith now. Smith over to Stowe for three. In and out, board by King. King's going to put it down and take it down the other way into the lane from the free throw line. Yes, got us to roll in. King is on fire early for Hannibal. 13-9, 2:35 left first quarter.
Novinger needs to try to work the ball into Atchley. He's been showing some pretty good moves on the inside.
King nearly with a steal, lost it out of bounds, and we're back to Novinger. You know, King's kind of a spark plug player for Hannibal. He seems to be everywhere.
He's tricky.
Streaky could apply to him, too. Stole over to Lumen. Lumen inside, almost. It is, poked away by Hicks. Up ahead to Hatton. And he loses out of bounds, but it was helped out of bounds by Novinger, who wasn't went flying out of there. Stole. Stole's kind of a high-energy guy, too.
Yeah, he shows a lot of hustle on the defensive end.
Rogers sets inbound. Throws into nobody. Finally lobs it into Stoll. That was a terrible pass by Rogers. And it's a two-on-two break for Stoll. Spinner, he travels. Stoll had an opportunity to create, and instead, he turned it over. 13-9-2-12, first quarter action. King has the ball. Stops, pops. Yeah, oh, he got the shot to go, but they called a charge on him.
That was a nice defensive play by Corey Smith. He got set for the charge, and King just took it right over the top of him.
I thought maybe it was a bad call.
I don't know. I think my dad finally got one right.
King looks like he may have injured his knee on the play. Steps out for a little bit. 2:03 left in the first quarter. That was King's. Well, they haven't put up the foul yet. So goes around the left side, and he stepped out of bounds. You got to be thinking when you're playing basketball, and Mr. Stoll was not thinking on that play.
He's kind of out of control on that one, Tyler. He kind of lost the handle on the ball and took it right out of bounds.
Officials are discussing things. Oh, your dad messed up on that one, Jay.
Well, I don't know if I'm like my dad or not. I'm pretty sure I'm not.
It was a foul was on five. They haven't posted this four, but everybody knows it was five. It was King's first foul. All right, awesome. Right wing for a new guy. That is Parker. Parker back over to Royston on the left wing. Now to Parker between the circles, right wing to Rogers. Rogers back to Parker over to Royston for three. Oh, no, he's not going to take it. Dribbles into the lane. Passes off to Hatton. Yes! Hatton for 2 points.
That was a good dish by Royston. He found the open player. He tacked the gap on the 2-3 zone and took it right up into him.
All right. 1:15 left in the first quarter. 15-9. Stoll takes it all the way into the lane, but he was fouled outside of the lane. A block. They're going to get on Hannibal. This one was on Royston. I believe it's his second foul. Yes, it was his second foul.
That's two on Royston in the first quarter.
That is 16 fouls on Hannibal in the first quarter alone. That's a lot of fouls.
They need to quit fouling or Novinger is going to be going to the line.
Stoll passes it to Atchley. He throws one off the side of the backboard. That's never a good idea. Parker comes up with it.
That backboard is always going to stuff you, Tyler.
Looking inside, finds Hatton to Hicks. Hicks back out to Parker. Parker with 57 seconds. Throws to Rogers. Now inside to Hicks. Hicks to Rogers. Rogers wants to get it over to Parker. Settles for Royson. Royson back to Parker. Parker between the circles finds Hatton. Takes it in. Out to Royson for three. In and out. Board by Rogers. Rogers up. No good. Rebound Hicks. Hicks shot no good. You know, looking at Rogers, Rogers not only looks and plays like an old Brashear player. Can you think of who I'm saying?
Bill Elam.
Bill Elam. That is absolutely right. Rogers has a similar build and a similar play to an old Brashear player as Hicks misses the first free throw.
Good old Bill. He's a nice teammate of mine.
Bill Elam. He just looks a lot like him.
He does.
And he has a similar play. And I find that ironic. I think he wears the same number, too. Didn't Bill wear 35?
Oh, I thought he wore 41, but I'm not
sure. Oh, it could be, right? I've been wrong before, once or twice, maybe even today. Stole across the timeline. Right wing for Lumen. Lumen over to Gunnels. Gunnels inside the lane, blocked by Hicks. Rebound by Mr. Rogers. Oh, Mr. Rogers. Right wing for Parker into Rogers. Rogers shot up and no! Hung on the rim for a while and finally went down. Now we're under 5 seconds. They get to Stoll. Stoll with three. Stoll with two. Finds to Lumen. Lumen's shot is high and well short. So at the end of the first quarter, Hannibal has paced themselves out in front of Novinger 17-8. Jacob, what is your analysis for the first quarter?
I think Novinger needs to work the ball inside. They're taking way too many outside shots. I think actually they need to utilize him pretty much. He's a big threat down there. He has some pretty good moves.
Yes, I agree with you. What do you predict now? You have your ideas. What do you think they will do, though?
Well, I don't know. It depends on if Novinger guards feel like actually should have the ball or not.
We'll shortly find out. Whose ball to start the quarter, Jacob?
I have no idea.
It's obviously going to be Novinger's ball.
Of course, Tyler.
I thought we paid you to figure out whose ball it was supposed to
be. Well, I didn't ever get the check.
I'll tell you what. If you can figure out whose ball it is to start the third quarter next time, I'll double your salary.
Okay.
All right. Inside the...
Tyler Rodman.
Rodman, oh, good job.
Well,
double your pay right now.
Tyler.
They throw to... Actually misses the shot. It was partially blocked by Hicks. And they give it to King. King up the left side, flips it out to Royson. Royson over for three, decides not to shoot, gives it back to King there, right wing for...
Zerbonia.
Over to Royson, into the block for Colburn, out to King. King to Zerbonia, works it into Fohe. Fohe, yes! Nice shot there by Fohe.
That was good movement by Hannibal. That's how you beat a 2-3 zone, is moving the ball quick. Catch the defense out of position.
19-9, they lead by 10 with 7:15 left in the third quarter. Stoll traveled, they didn't call it, goes out to Actually, now left wing for Gunnels inside to Stoll. Stoll working inside, and he traveled. Hey, they call it now. Maybe that's a delayed call.
Yeah. I don't know what, Novinger just seems to be a little out of control to me, Tyler.
All right, King across the timeline. King right wing for Royson inside to Colburn, out to King. King over to Zerbonia. Zerbonia loses it. Picked up by Lumen. Lumen's a one-on-two break. Be wise to take it out. Instead, he lobs it off the backboard. And it's picked up there by Rodman. And he's fouled by Zerbonia, who's starting to limp.
I think he might have twisted his ankle on the fall there, Tyler.
They're going to send in Hatton for Zerbonia. Zerbonia says, no, I don't want to come out. And the coach says, you're going to come out if I tell you to come out. And he comes out. They compromised and he came out.
That's always smart to do what the coach tells you to.
That's a good point. All right, Rodman set to shoot some free throws. One-and-one situation. Botched it. Rebound by Hatton. Hatton fought for it, had to take it away from his own player, Colburn. They give it to King, who takes it across the timeline. King, right wing for Hatton. Hatton back out to King. Inside to Fohe. Fohe back out to King, now to Hatton. Hatton back to King. Hatton inside the lane, flips it out to where Hatton used to be, and he wasn't there. Colburn picks it up now across the court to Royson for three. Yes! He buries it.
He's got a pretty shot, Tyler.
22-9. 6:20 left, second quarter. Dobson across the timeline, left wing for Gunnels. Gunnels inside to Rodman. Rodman up. Rodman in with the backboard. The backboards have been taking a beating tonight, Jacob.
Yeah,
everybody seems
to
be using them. Right wing, Fohe. Fohe over to King. King drives into the lane. Stops, pops from the left elbow. Shot no good. And picked up by Dobson. Dobson up the right side. Finds Lumen. Lumen top to keeper Gunnels. Gunnels ball fake now inside to Smith. Smith, power move. Smith blocked by Hatton. And Hatton recovers. Nice save by Colburn. As the ball was going out of bounds, so was he. Saving it back into Hatton. And then Hatton was fouled. Who got him?
Tyler Rodman did.
Nice job. Way to be on top of that one.
That's why I get paid the big bucks.
That's right. First foul on Rodman. 14 foul on Novinger, and they trail 11-22. King left wing for Royston. Royston back to King now. King over right wing for Zerbonia, who's re-entered the game. Fohe back to King now to Royston. Royston back to King between the circles, back to Royston. Royston back to King now, right wing for Zerbonia. Zerbonia ball fake, drives into the lane, hanging, shot no good. Rebound by Fohe, put up. No good again. Rebound now by Lumen. Lumen dropped the race down the right side. It's 1-4. He's going to do it anyway. And he's fouled there by Zerbonia. Zerbonia says, man, I cannot believe I made that foul. He comes up with the old Jacob Shipman look on that one.
Thanks a lot, Tyler. I appreciate that. That's three on Zerbonia.
Just trying to describe to everybody out there what exactly the look looked like.
Well, I've been trying to keep that look from now because obviously people make fun of me up here.
All right. Lumen hits the first free throw. It's 12-22. 5:09 left in the second quarter. Lumen, second shot. Yes. 13-22. Ball entered to King. King across the timeline. He kind of has the hunched over posture as he's dribbling. Over to Royston, back to King now. Right wing for Zerbonia. Zerbonia inside the Fohe out to Colburn. Colburn not afraid to shoot. Yes, nothing but net. 24-13. They're up by 11 with 4:50 left. Second quarter action. Dobson across the timeline on the left side. Moves right wing now to Lumen. Lumen looks confused. Tries to get around Royston. Can't do it. Pulls back now. Tried to get the pass over to Doss. And it was knocked out of bounds by Fohe. Doss inside to Dobson. Dobson back to Lumen. Lumen on the right wing. Over to Rodman. Rodman dribbles into the lane. Charge and in car. Rebound there by Zerbonia. Zerbonia's got numbers. He finds King. King back to Zerbonia. Oh, he can't get it to go, but he was fast. Let's shoot a pair of free throws. King did a nice job of handing it back to him, didn't he, Jacob?
Yeah, that was a good find by King.
Foul is on number 21, Lumen. Fifteen foul on Novinger as Zerbonia sinks the first shot. Zerbonia, 1, 2, 3, dribble, sinks the second shot. 26-13, they've now doubled up. Novinger with 4:20 left in the second quarter. They lead 26-13. Dobson on the left side. Dribbling, trying to get around King, gives to Rodman. Rodman on the left block, takes it right block, misses the shot. Rebounded there by Colburn, finds, well, he's trying to get to King, now does, up the right side. King now to Zerbonia. Right corner, throws it far left side, and poked away, stolen by Lumen, all the way, coast to coast, yes. 15-26, 3:56 left, second quarter action. King on the right side, crossover dribble goes right to Zerbonia. Zerbonia to Colburn. Colburn sinks it.
He seems to like that spot, Tyler. He's hit two shots right in a row.
Oh, mass substitution coming in for Hannibal. They're sending in four fresh guys. King slaps the floor in disgust as he can't come up with a steal. He instead pulls up with a foul, and that'll be his second foul. 18 foul, and it'll send Dobson to the line for a 1-1 situation. No, excuse me, 19 foul. That was the third foul on King, and I imagine we've seen King for the last time this half. What do you say, Jacob?
Well, he's out of the game already, Tyler.
I mean, I bet he's not coming back.
Nope.
Dobson up. No, rebounded there by Hatton. Hatton pulls it away in disgust and passes off to Parker on the left side. Parker with 330. To Rogers. Rogers, no good. Rebound there by, who is that? Rodman. Rodman over to Dobson. Dobson, quick pass to Lumen. Lumen looking inside. There's nobody home. Finds Rodman on the right wing. Almost loses it. Now passes inside to Doss. Doss from the free throw line. Shot short. Rebounded there by Zamonia. Zamonia over to Parker, and we're headed the other way. Parker finds Rogers on the left wing. Rogers now inside to Hatton. Hatton. No, that was a blocking foul. He will shoot two free throws. I thought it was going to be on the floor. Foul was on Navengers, number 55, Smith. 16 fouls on Navenger. 9 team fouls on Hannibal. And Hatton shooting a pair of free throws with under 3 minutes to go. He hits the first one. 29-15. Hatton's second free throw. Spins the ball, one dribble, spins the ball, tosses. Yes, 30-50. Under 3 minutes to go, they pass in the Stoll. Stoll across the timeline. Stoll, left wing now for Doss. Doss, ball fakes. Throws into Dobson, now to Atchley, who botches the two-foot shot. Rebounded there by Zubonia. Zubonia over to Parker. And Hannibal wants a timeout with 2:36 left in the second quarter. It'll be granted as they lead 30-15. All right. Hannibal starts with the ball with 2:36 left in the second quarter. They throw into Parker. Parker stands there for a second and then puts it on the floor. He dribbles left, throws right to Hatton. Hatton tries to get into the lane, goes to Rogers for three. Oh, rolls around and gets it to go. The old Billy Lim style shot. 33-15 just going out. 2:15 left second quarter. Stoll left wing for Gunnels. Gunnels looks inside. Can't find anybody. Back out to Dobson, top the key. Dobson ball fake. Left wing for Gunnels. Gunnels inside now to Doss. Now to Stoll, who puts in the layup. 17:33, 2 minutes exactly remaining in the first half. Right wing to Rogers, back over to Parker. Parker back to Rogers, now inside to Hatton. Hatton works inside and he travels. Your dad got another good call, right, Jacob? That was a travel.
That looked like a blocking foul to me, but I mean...
Whoa, what are you talking about? That was a travel.
For it.
He took many steps before he was blocked.
If you say so.
Stole down the heart of the court. And he tried to get it off to Gunnels on the pass. Hatton went out and fouled Gunnels.
That's a frustration foul, Tyler.
I think that's the 10th team foul. No, it's only the 9th team foul, so it'll be a 1-1. Yes, it is a 10th team foul. I thought I had that right. The old scoreboard operator's kind of letting us down tonight. First foul on... That's the first foul on Hatton as Gunnels hit the first free throw, or missed it, missed the second one as well. And Zubonia got a little over-aggressive on the rebound and knocked that out of bounds himself, so it'll stay with Navinger with 1:41 left in the second quarter. Stoll set to inbound, throws into Doss, who almost loses out of bounds, now finds Gunnels, who was fouled, they didn't call it, and Gunnels throws it to Atchley. It was a poor pass, and Atchley could do nothing. It went out of bounds. Last touch by Navinger.
Ooh, Navinger's coming out in a 2-2 press, Tyler. 2-2-1 press.
Hannibal has no trouble with it. They break it to Rogers. Rogers up the right side. Shot is no good from the right block. And it goes out of bounds off of Rogers. Rogers even has a lot of the same expressions old Billy Lim used to have.
He even walks the same way Bill does.
You reckon they're related?
I don't know. I wouldn't put money on it, but... You know, that's just me.
All right. Right wing over to Dobson inside the Atchley, and it's knocked out of bounds by Hicks. 1:12 left in the second quarter. 33-17 Hannibal has a substantial lead. Stoll inbounds to Gunnels, now to Dobson. Dobson guarded closely by Hatton. Looks right, throws left to Gunnels. Left wing Gunnels. Oh, and they're going to get a pushing foul on Rogers, as Dobson did a great acting job.
Yeah, I guess he's going to Hollywood, Tyler.
Boy, that was a great acting job. He throws his hands up in the air and falls down on his back and just acts.
And he gives a little yell. That always sells it.
Yeah.
Too.
Hey, earned a trip to the charity stripe. Shoot two. No good. Serves you right for acting. We'll see what he can do on the second. Yes, yes, it's good. 33-18. Up the left side goes Parker. Parker into Hicks. Hicks, terrible shot. Rebounded there by Dawes. Dawes passes off to Stoll with 49 seconds, and Stoll is pushed.
Stoll's out of control, Tyler. I think the refs are just bailing him out.
You're saying your dad's bailing you out right now?
Yep.
Okay. We're going to have a talk with him at halftime.
All righty.
Okay. All right. That foul went against Rogers, and Stoll will shoot two free throws. Whoop, hit the first one. 33-19. Second shot by Stoll is no good, and it's squirted around, rebounded by Hatton up ahead to... Oh, never mind. Hatton was the one that was up ahead.
That was rebounded by Parker.
Nice spotting. Well, I always got ahead of myself. I knew Hatton was involved. 35-19, 30 seconds left. Right wing for Dobson, over to Stoll. Stoll in the right corner. Back out to Gunnels. Gunnels throws away, picked off by Hicks, and then stolen back by Dobson. Dobson travels. 20.6 seconds left in the second quarter. It'll be Hannibal ball, and they'll have last shot if they want it. Hicks goes into Parker. Parker up the left side. Throws off now to Zerbonia. Zerbonia got it to Hatton, who traveled before the layup. 14.8 seconds left. Pretty well 15 seconds. They hand off to Stoll, who is in no hurry at all to get it down the court. Stoll crosses the timeline with 7 seconds left. Passes off to Dobson. Blocked! What a block! They get it to Hicks. Hicks, half-court heave. That was a pretty good three-quarters of the court heave. He wasn't even close to half-court. But it fell short. And going into the third quarter...
That was good stuff by Parker. He got laid down on the ground, though. I think he might have got hurt on that one.
Going into halftime, it's Hannibal 35, Dominger 19. We'll join you in 10 minutes. All right, we're just about ready now to start the second half action. I think both teams are going back to starters. And it looks like it's going to be Hannibal ball to start things off with. Colburn's going to inbound it. He has nobody to inbound to. Now here comes King. King collects in the backcourt. And he takes it across the timeline, resets the offense for Hannibal. Oh, hey, over to Colburn inside. Yes, Colburn, quick 2 points, 37-19, 7:45 up, third quarter. Jacob, what do you see this half?
I really don't know yet. I think maybe Novinger's going to come out with a little run here, try to get it back to a single digit.
And Oh, hey, kicks it out of bounds. It'll stay with Novinger. Dobson, top key between the circles, goes right to Gunnels. Now to Lumen, misses the shot, rebounded there by Royson. Royson up ahead, just inside the arc, no good, rebounded there by Colburn. Colburn turns, fires, yes. That's a quick 4 points for Colburn this half.
Colburn's got a pretty good looking shot on him, Tyler.
7:10 left, third quarter. 39-19, they've opened up a 20-point lead. Gunnels. Top the key now for Lumen inside to Ashley. Ashley has it poked away, and he recovers it. He recovers, throws it out both his feet. It bounces back and hits him in the feet. It goes out of bounds. Boy, you try to look smart, and you end up looking dumb. They go to Fohe on the right side of the court. Fohe can't decide what to do. Gives it off to King. King inside. Little floater. Shot no good. Rebounded there by Zerbonia. Zerbonia out to Royson. Royson on the left wing. Tosses back out now to Fohe, who resets. Fohe over to Royson. Royson deep behind the three-point line. Turns around. Comes up. Fires for Zerbonia. Zerbonia out to King for three. Oh, in and out. Rebounded there by Zerbonia, and he was fouled. I don't think it's a shooting foul, though. They'll take it out. Quick foul on Novinger. That one's going to go against
Gunnels.
Gunnels. Nice spotting, Jacob. Fohe into Colburn. Over to King now. Left wing for Fohe. Short on the three. Rebounded there by Gunnels. Gunnels tosses to Dobson. Dobson across the timeline. Finds Gunnels on the left wing. Tries to pass it off to Ashley. He has it poked away. Picked off by Colburn. Coast to coast. Shot no good, but he was... No, he traveled. Did he travel?
Yeah, I don't know. He kind of stopped dribbling there for a little bit. I mean, he might have got an extra step in there.
I thought he was fouled.
Well, that's why they're getting paid and we're not.
Oh, we're getting paid, just not...
Not
what
money,
we should
anyway.
Be getting paid by. All right. Inside to Ashley. Oh,
mama.
Dear, that was a little high for Ashley. Actually, it was a lot high. Over to Zerbonia from 8 feet in and out. And that is going to be a foul on Royson over the back.
Yes, better.
Ashley set to inbound.
Rodman checking in for Novinger. Ashley's going out.
Rodman throws it in. Finds Lumen. Lumen across the timeline. Looking left, dribbles right all the way down to the baseline. Flips it into the feet of Gunnels, who collects, puts it up and in. And puts Novinger up to 21. Hannibal 39 with 5:20 left third quarter. King over left wing for Royson for three. In and out, calls over the backboard. Goes out of bounds off of Zerbonia. Lumen inside to Dobson. Dobson across the timeline on the left side. Back to Lumen. Lumen now right wing over to Gunnels. Gunnels onto the right block, finds Smith. Smith misses the shot. Rebound Royson. Royson across the timeline, up ahead to Fohe. Fohe knocks it out of bounds himself after Gunnels briefly tapped it. Novinger ball. What's your assessment so far in the second half?
Oh, Novinger's kind of just chucking the ball up there like they don't really care if they win or not.
What are you trying to say?
They're just not taking a very good shot. They don't have a very good shot selection right now, Tyler.
Immediate turnover to Colburn, who hands off to King, to Fohe for three. Oh, in and out. Rebounded there by Smith. Smith clears, finds Dobson.
Hannibal's going, they've shot three-pointers right in a row, and they've all missed.
Dobson to Gunnels. Gunnels to Lumen. Lumen has it poked away, almost stolen by King. Now it is stolen. Stolen by Hicks. It's Royson. Royson up. Royson misses, but he's fouled. That foul is going to go against Lumen. That's his second or third foul, Jacob?
Second.
Second foul. Nice work
Smack
on that.
Royson right in the face, Tyler.
Second foul on Novinger. One foul on Hannibal thus far the second half. Royson shot up and good. 40-21. All right. Royson, second shot, in and out. Rebounded by Gunnels. It was poked around and Gunnels finally came down with it. Gunnels hands to Stoll. Stoll across the timeline, right wing over to Gunnels. Gunnels inside to Smith. Smith, power move out to Dobson. Dobson for three. Oh, boy, that had a lot of arch on it. No good rebound out there by Hatton, and he was pushed. Stoll got him with the foul, and then Stoll does sportsmanlike conduct and helps him up.
That's always good to see, Tyler.
You love to see it, don't you?
Of course.
You love it.
I love it.
Just wanted to hear you say it. Parker with the ball now. Across the timeline, left wing over to Rogers. Rogers, ball fake, back to Parker. Parker between the circles over to Fohe. Fohe back to Parker. Now left wing for Rogers. Saw about three injuries to Hatton. Hatton back to Rogers. One of the three, real bad this time. Decided not to shoot over to Fohe. Now right baseline for Hicks. Missed the shot, and it's knocked out of bounds. Well, the official hasn't decided yet. Oh, Rogers slipped him a $5 bill, and he stays with the Hannibal Pirates. All right, Rogers inside to Hicks. Hicks out to Parker. Parker on the right side. Parker goes to Rogers. Rogers put on the line. Shot no good. Board by Fohe. Fohe smacked in the head by Gunnell. Back out to Parker. Quick pass into Hatton. Hatton almost fell down. Out to Rogers. Back to Parker. Now over to Fohe. Fohe inside to Hatton. Travels. No, they're going to get him with the ball.
Black's moving the ball pretty good now, Tyler. That's how you break it 2-3.
Smith with the foul. His third, fourth team foul on Navendier, and that could come back to haunt him on the hunt for the comeback. Rogers slaps the ball, throws to Hicks, throws to Parker. Parker over to Fohe on the left side, tries to get in, Hatton does. Hatton falls down, gives it out to Parker, now right wing for Rogers. Rogers, ball fake, back to Parker, now over to Fohe, inside to Hicks, back to Hatton. Hatton loses it, picked up by Dobson. Boy, that was a long possession for Hannibal. They just couldn't do anything. Dobson at the top of the key, guarded closely by Parker, and Dobson throws it a bad pass. Stoles messing around and loses it out of bounds. It goes to Hannibal. Inside now to Parker. Parker across the timeline, right wing over to Rogers. Rogers is always wanting to shoot a three. Goes left wing to Fohe. Fohe inside to Hatton. Hatton back out to Parker. Parker over to Rogers. He's thought about the three again. Back over to Parker. Now left wing for Fohe. Into Hatton. Hatton back out to Fohe for three. Short. Rebounded by Rogers. Was tangled up with Stoll, and they're going to get Rogers with an over-the-back call. That'll be the second team foul on Hannibal this half. And the third on Rogers. And Jake Hughes, who hasn't played thus far in the game, comes in. And the crowd is excited about Jake Hughes coming in. Man, I haven't heard him clap this much, period. They go to Dobson. Dobson over to Doss inside to Jake Hughes. Jake Hughes passes to Rodman, who botches the 5-foot shot. Rebound by Fohe, off to Parker, up to Rogers. Rogers passes inside to Hicks, back to Rogers, knocked out of bounds by Stoll. 2:01 left in the third quarter. 40-21, Hannibal leads it. Rogers inside to Parker, left wing to Fohe. Fohe across to Rogers. Rogers loses it, picked up by Parker. Back to Rogers on the right side, knocked away, blocked. Now picked up by Hatton, as Stoll blocked it, got it. Hatton picked his pocket, put it up and in. Jacob, what's your thoughts on that progression of play?
Pretty good hustle by Hatton.
That's all you got?
Yeah, it's quick hands.
Right wing for Dobson inside to Jake Hughes, who loses it. This time it's Parker with the theft. Up the heart of the court, left wing for Fohe. Fohe wants a three. Fohe doesn't get it. He misses. Rebound there by Stoll. Stoll gives a quick elbow to Hatton, who picked his pocket earlier. Now Hatton's pushing him a little. And now they're going to get Hatton with a block. Although it looked like it could have been a mutual foul, if you ask me. What did it look like to you, Jacob?
Well, I think Stoll lowered his shoulder a little bit, but
that's kind of what I spotted. That'll be the second foul on Hatton. Third team foul on Hannibal. 1:14 left third quarter. 42-21. The ball's passed inside to Atchley. Atchley works inside. Turnaround jumper doesn't fall. Rebound by Royson. Royson. He has a guy wide open. It's Rogers. Rogers up ahead of the pack. Catches the ball. Blocked by Stoll. But it was a foul. It wasn't a block. He got over his back.
Yeah, he climbed up his back and then blocked it.
Well, it's always nice if you have a little boost. Aren't I right? I'm on the boost thing.
Well, yeah. Especially when you got a 6'6 guy standing there.
All right. And Rogers drills the first one. 43-21, 1:02 left third quarter action. Second shot in and out. Rebounded there by Ashley. Ashley over to Stoll. Stoll to Dobson on the left side. Dobson across to Gunnels. Gunnels inside the Stoll, and it has it poked out of bounds. Oh, they're going to get Hatton with a push. Hatton and Stoll have been all over each other this half.
I think they're kind of getting frustrated with each other.
You've never done that, have you, Jacob?
Of course not.
That's what I thought. Third foul on Hatton, the fourth team foul on Hannibal, and Stoll having trouble getting it in. 5 seconds. Boy, that's embarrassing. Ball thrown from Hicks into Royson. Royson up the right side. 42 seconds left. Over to Parker, left wing to Rogers. Poked away. There's a scrub. There's a scrub right in front of us. And the ball's dead. Rogers has the presence of mind to clear it to Hatton. Back to Rogers. Rogers dribbled in. Fouled. They didn't call it. Now back out to Parker. Parker, left wing for Rogers. Rogers over to Parker. Parker to Royson. Royson back to Parker. Parker top the key. Back to Royson. Inside now to Hicks, and he's pushed by Gunnels. How many fouls on Gunnels is that? That's his third, and 16 fouls on Hannibal, Novinger. Hannibal Rudders throws in to Hicks, out to Parker. Parker with 12 seconds. Parker loses it. Double dribble with 10 seconds left. It'll be an Avenger ball for the last 10 seconds of the third quarter. Jacob, are you excited?
Not really, Tyler. I'm sorry. They're getting beat by 20.
All right, let's see what they can do. Jake Hughes has it. Jake Hughes drives into the lane. Oh, what an acrobatic miss. He goes off to Royson. Royson couldn't do anything. And that's the end of the third quarter. We're going to go into the fourth quarter. Hannibal leads it, 43-21. All right, we're set to start the fourth quarter. It's going to be Novinger ball. 1, 2, and your dad was ready to start things early. I like that. If the teams aren't out there, that's too bad.
Yeah, I think he might just want to get home, though. Eat some dinner or something. I don't know what's up with him. My mom doesn't make dinner anytime soon, so I really don't have to worry about that.
Let's not get into family affairs here. Dobson had it picked up by a Colbert who went down the other side and threw it away. And now Dobson has it to Jake Hughes for three. Oh, it's a miss. Rebounded there by Zerboni. Zerboni out to King. King's out of breakaway. All the way. And he pulls back out as Novinger was able to get down the court fairly fast. He gets it out to Fohey. Left wing now for Royson. Royson lob pass back to King over to Fohey on the right corner. Now to Colbert who airballs a shot out of bounds off of your boy Gunnels. Hannibal ball, and they're going to run cross, Jacob. What does cross consist of?
Well, I'm guessing there's going to be a nice cut to the ball.
Well, it's a quick tip in, and he botched the tip in. Colburn had it right where he wanted it, and he missed it. 43-21, 7:10 left, fourth quarter. Dobson on the left side throws over to Stoll. Stoll into Rodman. Rodman loses it to Fohey. Fohey, right wing to King. King out to Zerbonia. Zerbonia inside to Royson. Royson back out to Zerbonia, not a King. King flips to Royson. Royson guarded closely there by Stoll. Now inside to Fohey from the free throw line. Off the front iron, no good. Rebounded there by Colbert. Turn around from 8 feet, shot no good. Rebounded there by Rodman. Rodman clears and finds Dobson. Dobson holds with 6:35 in the fourth quarter. Trailing by a lot, 22, I think. Yes, 22. Fohey passes over to Royson. Royson to King, inside now to Colburn, who's fouled. And the shot. Foul is going to be on number 43, which is... There is no number 43.
3-3. Gunnels. That's his fourth.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Try to keep up, Tyler.
I'm sorry, I'm getting droopy-eyed.
Cervonia rebounds it, kicks out to King on the right wing. Dishes to Royston, top of the key, shoots for three and good.
Hey, Royston, what the shot? Stoll inbounds to Dobson, back to Stoll. Left wing for Dobson, passes off to Gunnels, and he's fouled. Who's that foul on, Jacob?
15.
That's Bohe. That's the first foul on Bohe, 15 foul on Hannibal. Ball thrown into Doss, now to Dobson, now right wing for Rodman. Rodman all the way, blocked by Colburn. Ball goes into Doss, now to Dobson as Rodman hits the deck. Over to Doss, back to Stoll. Stoll ball fake inside. Got the shot. No, it was a charge.
Colburn got set on that one and took it right in the chops.
That's hard on you. Colburn up ahead to Zerbonia. Zerbonia pass off to King. King on the right free throw line. With 5:30, finds Zerbonia up ahead to Fohe. Down it. Things are getting hot and heavy here. Well, there was some pushing out there on the court, and King's complaining. He's okay. He smiles and points. He's okay. It's good. What did they decide here? They're sorting things. What happened?
I think Rodman punched King in the mouth, actually.
He get ejected?
No, I think he just, the coaches did, taking him out.
Five on King was... King and Rodman are each going to be called for a foul, double foul play. We had one of these double foul plays Monday. I just got the word from the official, which is also your dad, happens to be. Your dad admits that his back was to the play. That's the fourth foul on King. And King's laughing about it. Rodman's laughing about it over on the bench, I think.
I think King's just trying to get to Rodman.
All right, Fohe inside the Royce. You're pretty good with mind games, aren't you, Jacob?
Yeah.
Back over to King. King finds Colburn. Colburn on the right baseline. Back out to Royston. Royston just inside the arc. No, misses it. Rebound by... Oh, we got a push. Push on Cody Atchley.
That might be Atchley's first.
No, second. It's his second.
I was close.
Push doesn't count. That's a 10th foul. From now on, Hannibal shoots 2 free throws. This was on Zerbonia. Zerbonia shot in and out. 5:13 left in the fourth quarter. Hannibal leads it 48-21. They're closing in on the old clock running mode. And they close the gap a little more as it's 49-21. He hits the second.
I can't wait until that mode kicks in, Tyler.
All right, wing to Doss. Doss inside. To actually tips it back to him, and he loses it, and it's picked up by Doss. Doss seems to be... Oh, he got shot off! Wow! That was almost impressive. King now with the ball.
I think that's the first 2 points for Novender in the past 5 minutes, Tyler.
King goes to Royston. Royston on the left side. Royston over to King. King on the right wing. Finds a wide-open Colburn. Colburn, no. Boy, that was an ugly shot. Rebounded by Stoll. Stoll is going to pull up and take it across the timeline and wait for the whole pack to pass him. All right. Dobson on the left wing goes over right wing to Dawson. It's knocked out of bounds by Fohe. And Dawson looks confused as he was thinking it was out on him. I don't know why he thought that. It was obvious.
Yeah,
Fohe knocked it out.
I guess he was passing to the wall or something. Somebody actually got a hand on it.
Doss into Dobson. Dobson around the right side over to Stoll. Stoll out to Dobson. Dobson across to Atchley. Atchley inside. Atchley. Yes! Atchley. Power movement all the way to the block. Now King with his hunched over dribbling. Travels. Exactly 4 minutes remaining in this titanic struggle. As Hannibal is beating Novinger 49-25, mass substitutions for Hannibal here. All right, Jake Hughes has it for Novinger. Top the key, between the circles, left wing now for Dobson. Dobson goes into the lane, throws up a terrible shot. It's no good. Rebounded by Stoll after it had Parker had it bouncing around his fingers for a while. And
Stoll.
Stoll took it all the way in and scored. Ball over on the right wing to Haddon, out to Parker, now left wing for Rogers. Rogers working, throws over across to Royson. Royson back up top to Parker. Parker over the left wing to Rogers. Rogers back out top to Parker. Parker over to Rogers. This is a great clock burner, don't you think, Jacob?
Yeah, I'd like to see this, Tyler.
Nice clock burner. Left wing now for Hicks. Hicks goes to Rogers again. Rogers ball fake working against Jake Hughes. Flips it out to Parker now on the right wing. Rogers going to set up for three. Oh, it's no good. Rebounded there by Hicks. Hicks strong board. Hicks, yes. 51-27. And that elusive 30-point clock burner is quite a ways away now, as Novinger had a little run earlier.
Then he stopped scoring. Three-pointer on the way by Dobson. No good. Rebounded by Rogers.
That was a bad shot by Dobson. Down the floor to Haddon, back out to Parker, right wing to Rogers. He says, I'll take another. And he hits it and travels before to get. Every time he hits one, he travels before he shoots. Oh, buddy. That's got to be embarrassing to hit when you travel before that.
Well, I guess it's better than missing it and traveling. At least
I think I would rather miss and travel than hit and travel. First of all, I wouldn't want to travel at all, as Haddon knocks it out of bounds. We'll stay with Novinger. 2:13 left in the game. All right, Doss sets inbound. Throws in the Stoll. Stoll down the right side. 2:06 left, and what a save by
Tosh
as it's going out of bounds.
My main Tosh.
Tosh. All right, Hicks has it left wing. Goes over to Rogers. Rogers inside to Haddon. Haddon working hard on Dawson. They're going to give him with a charge.
He lowered his shoulder, Tyler, tried to gain some ground.
That is the shipman look there. Did you see it? Your dad recognized it immediately and called him on it. That's what it was.
If you say so.
Novinger ball. 17 pallets, 1-1 situation. Oh, they didn't spot that. It was 1-1, and instead they gave him the ball.
Well, there was an offensive foul on them. Does that count?
It's still a foul.
I'm not sure on the ruling on that one.
I'm not either.
Anyway, Joe Stoll carried the ball. Turnover back
goes to Hannibal. Right wing, left wing, now to left corner for Rogers. Rogers back top key to Fohe. Fohe over right wing to Parker. Parker back to Rogers. Rogers now to Fohe. Fohe looking inside, finds Hicks on the left elbow, 1:19 left. Back to Rogers. Rogers loses it, picked up by Parker. Parker with 1:15. Left wing to Fohe. Fohe looking inside, bad pass, and it's stolen by Doss with 1 minute remaining. Doss works it right wing for Stoll. Stoll top the key for Jacques. Jacques working right side, takes it down the right side of the lane. Hook shot. Oh, it was terrible. Rebounded by Fohe. Up ahead to Parker.
Bad shot by Jacques.
Parker back out top the key for Hicks. Hicks with 40 seconds. Hicks hands off to Parker, who almost loses it with 35. Goes around a screen by Hicks. Parker does. Parker's still on the right wing with the ball. Now throws to Fohe. Fohe with 30 seconds. Fohe almost stripped by Stoll. Hands off now to Parker. Parker, fancy dribbling. Parker goes left wing to Fohe. Fohe back to Hicks with 19. Jacob Osnell victory for Hannibal here. Hicks throws to Parker. Parker with 12. Parker finds Hatton. Hatton inside, and he's fouled. Why do we foul with only 9.8 seconds left? That foul is going to go against Doss. How many is that on him?
One.
One. Nice call. You got that out before the scoreboard operator did.
Once again, that's why I'm paid big money.
Exactly. Shot good. That's 52-27. And with 9.8 seconds left, Hannibal sends in mass substitutions. Hatton ready for a second free throw. Up and good. 53-27. Stoll with 8. Stoll with 7. Stoll falls down. Picked off by King.
God.
King going to be missing the shot. Rebounded by Doss. And Doss flips it off. Boy, what a way to end the game.
Oh, my God.
And the final score of the game is 53-27, a Hannibal victory. Join us tomorrow night. Tomorrow night we're going to have some more exciting games here at the 78th Annual Brashear Tournament. It's going to be girls first as Brashear takes on Macon County. Then it'll be Brashear-Macon County boys. It's a double fest. And then the third game is going to be the Novinger girls versus the Palmyra University team. So, we'll be back again tomorrow night. Join us then. I'm Tyler Killen along with
Jacob Chipman.
See you later.